So this is our third class, and probably the last one on Women in the United States. But you never know; it might be next week as well. And we got as far as 1966, which is a long time ago, if you're young. And the question of the Boston Marathon and this symbolic move by Bobby Gibb to be the first woman to run the Boston Marathon. Now, we mentioned some of the changes in laws which have given more rights to United States women, whether it's the amendment allowing them to vote or the Equal Pay Act. But as you know, in the United States, the Supreme Court and other courts are extremely important. The Supreme Court interprets the Constitution, but other courts also say whether particular laws can be interpreted in one way or the other. So it's very simple to make a law saying, oh, well, women have to have equal pay for the same work. But then in different countries, when they've looked at it this more carefully, they find it's not so easy. Because you look at a hospital, huge hospital, thousands of workers, and you find that the women clean inside the house, inside the building, it's all women, it's only women, and they're very badly paid. And the gardens and the outside is all cleaned by men, and they're quite well paid. And this is just, it's been historical, it's been like that for decades. And yet, the law does not automatically fix this problem, because it's a different job. It's a different job. They're gardeners, you're cleaners, it's a different job. And this is why there have been in many countries, but I know mostly about Britain and America, there have been attempts to impose equal pay for equivalent work. That is to say that, well, cleaning the leaves and the windows outside and cleaning the hospital inside, is it really so different? Because sometimes you found that the men's jobs were double. They were being paid double. They were cleaning the windows and moving the leaves and stuff, which is hard work. But because it was always a women's job inside, they were paid much less. And this is one of the cases here that Schultz versus Wheat and Glass Company was in the US Court of Appeals, so in a high justice court. What did they say, the judges? They said jobs need to be substantially equal, but not identical, to fall under the protection of the Equal Pay Act. That is to say, if you have a man and a woman and their job is really the same but not identical, you still have to pay them the same. So this is an attempt that the courts are trying to stop employers from avoiding the equal pay law. And of course, unfortunately, employers are quite good at avoiding laws. They have professionals who just do that. Yeah. And so that's the case there. Do you have a question there? I thought you're just going to say something. You're just getting annoyed about it. Fair enough. So, an employer cannot, for example, change the job titles of women workers in order to pay them less than men. There was a case in Britain in the factories, and they were making cars. And men put the door on, and men put the bolts in, and women put the seats in. The seats and the covers and things like that. It's a completely different job. They're paid much less, yeah? And this went to court, and they won. But it was a very, very long process, very, very long and difficult process. I think there's actually a film about that one. So another one there, Corning Glassworks versus Brennan, at the US Supreme Court. This is the very top court, 1974. They ruled that employers cannot justify paying women lower wages because that is what they traditionally received under the going market rate, a wage differential occurring simply because men would not work at the low rates paid women was unacceptable. Now, this might seem obvious, but what they're saying is, you know, why do you pay women so badly? Oh, well, because men won't work for this money. Yeah. Okay. So these are the absolute detail is not so important. Once you've passed a law, there can be a long process of winning interpretations of the law in the courts, especially in the United States, because in the United States, much more than in other countries, the courts are very, very important. The Supreme Court and all the other courts are very, very important. In Britain, we don't have this. We have parliamentary sovereignty. The parliament is boss. In America, you have this idea of checks and balances. You know, the Congress and the courts. The president, the Congress and the courts. The executive, the legislative and the judiciary. We don't do that in England. We just have the Queen. Yeah, that's modern, isn't it? Okay, meanwhile, there is something of a women's movement going on throughout the 1970s. Now, movement is a word which we probably use too much. Personally, I only like to use the word movement if you have 100,000 people or more, you know, a big thing. Yeah. Whereas, in fact, you often hear people say, oh, the women's movement in France today. I don't think there is one. There are networks. Feminist networks. Okay, feminist networks, I'm happy with that word. But a movement in the 1970s, there was, you know, you could get lots of people out. And there probably is today. I think something, if you say something like the Me Too movement, that's probably reasonable. We've seen big demonstrations. It's not a few people. Yeah. In any case, in the 1970s, you got the founding of this magazine. So this is a magazine, a feminist magazine, yeah? The first big one, the first one that, there were little ones before, but this is the one that sold it, you could buy it at the shop. And so here you have then, and of course the picture shows that when you're a woman, you have to do a lot of different things at the same time. Yeah, she's working and cooking and cleaning and tidying and doing all these things at the same time. Yeah, which is easy if you're an Indian goddess, but difficult otherwise. And you can see some of the stories here. Yeah, so women tell the truth about their abortion. So this is the idea of trying to make sure that the difficult things that can happen to women are not secrets and shameful, but can be talked about. Yes. The big question on the top left there, raising kids without sex roles. I don't know if it's possible, but it's an interesting debate. Yeah, I have a daughter. I remember when she was four, we bought her, Father Christmas brought her a construction set, and she burst into tears saying, Father Christmas has bought me a boy's toy. So it's not so easy when you're a parent, really. But it's important to think about it, I think. Yeah, there you go. 1972, the first full launch of MS magazine. And there were also, there's also this launch of a black women's magazine, which is not strictly speaking feminist as such, but which does take black women seriously and suggest they have something to say to each other. So that you have Divorce, Two Women's Experience. In the 1970s, again, divorce is still a... let's not talk about it. You know that I know more about Britain, but you know that when children are brought up just by their mother, we talk about a single parent family. Yeah. In the 1970s, we never said single parent family. Do you know what the expression was in the 1970s in Britain? A broken home. it's heavy. No, this was the normal expression. Oh yeah, he's from a broken home. Yeah. It just shows the difference in things. It's, oh yeah, great. I'm from a broken home. Wow. That's amazing expressions. We also have this 1970s expression. Is a latchkey kid. This is a British expression. And a latchkey kid is a child who has a key to the house. That is to say, when he or she comes home from school, his mother is not there. Yeah, it's very sad. This was not a joke. Yeah, this was the normal thing. And so the general attitude was, unfortunately, some women have to work. That was the idea, yeah. Now, fortunately, this has changed, yeah. But a lot has changed since the 1970s, you know. I remember the 1970s. Also, then, once the ideas of women's liberation got around, you did have a more specialist magazines coming out. Here's the first Chicana feminist magazines. These are women of Mexican origin. Of course, there are a lot of women of Mexican origin in the United States. Chicana feminist magazine, Encuentro, Encuentro Femenil. Rencontre des femmes, rencontre féminin. Yeah. Spring 1973. Given that there was an amendment to establish theoretical equality between black, white and black, an amendment to the Constitution, for many, many years, the women's movement tried to get an equal rights amendment. That is to say that the Constitution would be changed to include an element saying that no state can pass a law which discriminates against women. Yes, that's what the Constitution does. No state can pass a law which... That's what the Constitution does. And now, unfortunately, if you want to pass an amendment to the American Constitution, you need to get the agreement of two-thirds of the states. Not half the states, two-thirds of the states. And the Equal Rights Amendment never got there. There is no Equal Rights Amendment to the American Constitution. They have 20 years... to get two-thirds of the states, and it didn't get there. So even today, it is not unconstitutional. That is to say, if a state wants to pass a law discriminating against women, they may. It's not against the Constitution. This is the text. Equality of rights on the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. This is still discussed today. Some people say, yes, we should have an equal rights amendment. It's an important symbol. Whereas other people say, well, the states are not going to pass discriminatory laws, so it's no longer necessary. But again, it has a symbolic power. But symbols in politics are extremely important things. Still in 1973, in the 1970s was the campaign for the right to terminate pregnancies if you didn't want a pregnancy. This was pushed by a series of things. First of all, the women's movement said, hey, women can choose. It's the job of women to choose. So you don't have to have a law against it. You mustn't have a law against it because women can choose. Perhaps you remember last year in Ireland, there was a referendum, and it was successful. And so, in the Republic of Ireland, women may have an abortion if they wish, which was illegal before. A very, very interesting campaign it was, because the majority of Catholics voted yes to the right to abortion in Ireland. Now, many of them thought, open quotes, I think abortion is wrong, but it's for individuals to choose. That was the thing. And one of the best slogans they had, I thought, was trust women. I thought it was a very clever slogan, yeah. So they were very careful, because the campaign for the right to abortion in Ireland did not use anti-Catholic slogans. Because anti-Catholic slogans in Ireland, it's just stupid, most of the population. And they went quite a long way, I thought, with the slogan, trust women. To choose. I thought that was a good one. Anyway, in the 1970s, this was the big one, and there were two big reasons. One was the women's movement who wanted the rights, but also it was a major public health problem. Because when abortion is illegal, people just have illegal abortions, and they're very dangerous. Many people died. So it was actually a public health problem, not just a rights problem. And you have hundreds of women dying every year. Because, it's dangerous to, if you're not a doctor, it can be dangerous to do that. And the big moment was 1973, which was a Supreme Court case. So the Supreme Court, yes, that's at the top, yeah, they interpret the law, and they make the law for everybody. And this was Roe plus Wade. Now, Roe is an anonymous name. So this is the lady who wanted an abortion which was illegal in Texas. except in very particular circumstances. And the result was that the Supreme Court said, yes, it is the right of a woman to decide. This is Roe versus Wade. And every time they have a new judge on the Supreme Court, everybody says, what do they think of Roe versus Wade? This is the thing, the big question on abortion is this case. Because the Supreme Court is allowed to reinterpret and change their mind. And they could, if they wanted to. And so this was Roe versus Wade, 1973, this was the big one on the right to abortion. Okay. Let's just have a 5-minute break and then...